Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
I think we'll find profit if we spend a few more minutes examining the person whom Elihu suggests as the problem solver. Quote, a messenger for him, a mediator, one among a thousand. Job 33, verse 23. The word messenger is the common word for angel and is so used 111 times in Scripture. As we saw in our studies in Genesis, at least 20 Old Testament stories feature the pre-incarnate Son appearing as the angel of the Lord. He is revealed as the one making essential preparations for his own arrival at Bethlehem. We recognize him as distinct from other angels, the seen God, who answers prayers, accepts worship, claims titles of deity, and makes promises only God can make. But what of this name, mediator? Some translate it as interpreter. The pulpit commentary says concerning this verse, quote, the Jews certainly understand it messianically, since they read it on the great day of atonement, and use in their liturgies the prayer, quote, raise up for us the righteous interpreter. Say, I have found a ransom. Our Lord Jesus is both mediator and interpreter. As mediator, he links human need and divine provision. Quote, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5. And interpreters know the two requirements for communication. The words must be accurate, and so, quote, the Word was God. John 1, verse 1. But words must also be in our language. Thus, quote, the Word became flesh. Verse 14. He was God interpreted for us, translated into our native tongue. And, adds Elihu, he is, quote, one among a thousand, or among 10,000, Song of Solomon 5, verse 10, or among, quote, 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, Revelation 5, verse 11. He's outstanding, exceptional, superlative, unique, far above all.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.